manipulated everything. That was how they made so much money. What would be weird is if she didn't act weird. He inserted just a hint of a sneer into his voice. You know that. What's she doing exactly? Well, she's practically adopted this kid, Jack, to help with the yard and the garden. She can use the help, and I suggested him to her in the first place, but I don't know. It's as though she looks at him and sees us when we were kids. For another thing, she has a renter, a woman, young, with no apparent... I'll be right there, Bridget. Past, no money, and a vehicle that should have been condemned in the last century. Does she need money? Gert, I mean, not the mysterious boarder. Or does she just want company? That's a big old house for just one person. No. No what? He wanted to manage the conversation, really he did, because that was the best way to talk to one's bossy sister, even if she was 2 years younger and addicted to cosmetics and designer clothes. No, she doesn't need money. She's a freaking financial wizard. And no, she doesn't want company. Or if she does, she's never said so. And you know very well Aunt Gert doesn't hold back. They shared a dry and affectionate chuckle at that bit of understatement. Boone jerked the Jeep back into his own lane. Watch where you're going, idiot. What else? Well, she's gone into this crazy business thing, and when I tried to talk to her about it, she didn't take very kindly to my advice. Kelly sounded both prim and offended. Tell me you didn't use the word crazy when you brought it up. I might have. Offended had become offensive, damn near whiny. Because it is Boone, and I feel responsible. Boone turned a laugh into a cough. He might be absent-minded and on the clumsy side, but he wasn't stupid. Tell you to butt out, did she? In so many words. Aunt Gert's been adopting strays for at least 20-some years. This kid and this woman don't sound any different. I mean, the kid, as a matter of fact, sounds like a really good idea, especially if it means I won't have to mow the yard or weed the garden this year. And so far, you aren't giving me anything to worry about. Which is good. But tell me again why I'm going to Taft for the whole summer. She's actually... Okay, Bridge, I'm coming right now. I gotta go, Boone. Duty calls. Kelly? But she was gone. Off to do legal things, he supposed. Hard to believe his sister, the homecoming queen, was an attorney. He'd never seen her in court. The mere suggestion that he watch her in action had horrified her to the extent he'd let the matter drop. But he always imagined her approaching the judge's bench wearing a funny shade of blue satin gown and a corsage of tipped-to-match chrysanthemums. She'd have one of those banner things crossing her chest that proclaimed her Miss Indiana at Law or something. He'd never been to her office either. The timing and logistics had never worked out right for him to visit her there. He knew a moment's regret. Time was passing them by. He needed to see her more. Maybe this summer. Taft was just ahead. One more big swooping curve around the Twilight River, and the city limits sign would appear. Welcome to Taft, Indiana, home of no one special. Population 1,841, counting cats, dogs, and the occasional parakeet. He'd forgotten how sharp the curve was. It bent instead of swooped. Oh, hell, what's that? He made it back into his own lane in time to avoid smacking into the lopsided blue van that came from the other way, but the other driver overcorrected and wobbled inexorably off the road. The vehicle came to rest with its rusty nose against the bank that reared up from the ditch. Shit. Super shit. Boone swung his car into a U-turn, coming to a jerky stop behind the van. He jumped over the side of the Jeep and ran to the driver's window. Are you okay? The woman was young, younger than him anyway. She had curly hair the color of butterscotch pudding and wide leaf-green eyes that were staring out at him in horror. She smelled... Holy God! She smelled like butterscotch pudding, too. Aunt Gert's butterscotch pudding, to be more precise. She always cooked it till it was damn near burnt, a process that gave it an extra flavor and aroma that were famous all over.